And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Rick was telling us about the deer, and we have Mike still on the line with us in Kentucky. Mike, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I just wanted to ask, was that 30% sulfur and 30% carbon? You spread that with a lever? You said you used 30-30 on them?
I believe he was, no, he was talking about a gun. Winchester 30-30?
I know. We may have to use code words because of the red flag law.
So it'd be 30%. You had me going.
30% sulfur and 30% carbon.
Okay, got you. No problem.
Yeah.
Spread it with a lever.
Yeah. 1%
lever. Special percent lever action there.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, you don't want to put lead on your garden, so. Yeah. The ideal is to put the lead in the target, and it'll carry it away if it doesn't die on the spot.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
you want to put it. You know, on Facebook and stuff, they're using all these code words. There's a gun shop, a gun shop and a pawn shop locally that has a Facebook auction, and they're a licensed federal firearms dealer, and they were getting kicked off until they started calling them special items. And when they put them up, they always have to put the banner that says that they're a licensed federal firearms dealer, because I guess you don't know. You know, somebody in the Philippines working for dirt, you know, is trying to filter for their shifting community standards. Right. And I don't know how many gun shops are able to do what they're doing, but, you know, they found the formula to keep the snowflakes from kicking their auctions off. They do a lot of stuff besides that. They were getting kicked off because they had American flags behind them. At least that's what they said on their auction. I mean, and I was aghast at that. You know, I couldn't believe that they were getting kicked off because of having an American flag behind them. But
yeah, I don't
whatever.
Know about that. Kent Rollins, Cowboy Kent Rollins, always has a big American flag on the chuck tent, and he talks about it, and he salutes it, and he takes his hat off. And he,
well, they might have misinterpreted why they were getting kicked off. Misinterpreted. Coincidence, what's that old scientific saying? Correlation is not causation.
Yeah, might have been exactly glitches. So. Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I was just trying to interpret that for you so you don't have any
wrong
visits.
Well, I apologize. I'm not, I'm embarrassed. I didn't get that. That's horrible. I'm going to have to get another cup of coffee. I got to ramp this up, man.
Hey, all right, man. Have a good time at the wedding. Don't break any glasses.
You know what's going to happen. I'll be driven away if not in handcuffs by my wife anyway. All
right.
See ya.
All right, thanks.
You have a good weekend. We have another caller on the line.
All right.
On line 9. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Great call. Great show. That was pretty good. Don't forget the cotton, though. You kind of spread that 30-30 with cotton.
I have no problem with that.
I'd like to talk about, the grand solar minimum and...
Sure.
You know, I don't hear you guys talk much about greenhouses. I think greenhouses are inexpensive to put up. Make sure they're close to your home so you can, have access to them throughout the winter.
Right.
You can grow a lot of food in a small space, and, you got that sun, which is magic. So I am an independent distributor for a healthy lifestyle company, and it was founded by a doctor. He's 80 years old now, and he's a naturopath. He's not an MD. He's an ND, and he's like 50 years old because he practices what he preaches. And, he's been mentoring me for about 7 years, and his formulas are second to none. They work. The products he has are, 98% bioavailable. I have not been sick one day since I started using his products. Plus, I make my own colloidal and ionic silver. It's very important. We also have essential oils, and it's not so much the mint that will keep away the deer, it's the peppermint. And we use, in a baggie, we'll put a couple drops of peppermint oil, our essential peppermint oil, in a baggie and put cotton balls in it and shake it up, and then we'll put, you know, a cotton ball strategically every, you know, so many feet, you know, tied around a post or something at your garden, and that will keep away the mice, the deer, you know.
How often you got to reduce
every 30 days.
Oh my god.
Every 30 days. This stuff is pretty potent. We also will take them and put them in our barn and our garages, our basements, and our homes. You put one in every corner of every room and you won't have any, you know, rodents, and a deer is a rodent. I mean, obviously they're not coming in your barn, but the mice will, but they stay out.
They'll come right, in the barn here.
Pardon me?
I said the deer will sure come in barns around here.
Well, if the barn is open, sure they will. They're always hungry, right?
Yep.
But if you got this peppermint oil in a cotton ball in every corner every month, they're not coming in your barn anymore.
Does it last 30 days out in your garden? Does that include if it rains?
You know, this stuff is pretty potent. You may want a little umbrella over it of some kind, but, you know, you may have to do it a little more often if you're not, covering it. But it's pretty potent, and, you know, that's the recommendation. It's every 30 days. It could be shorter exterior use like that on your garden, but we've had some pretty good success with it. When it rains, it just rains down, and it'll put it down in the ground right there, you know. I think a mint leaf or a mint plant, you know, they'll probably end up eating that, as maybe a peppermint, but even that's not potent enough, I don't believe, because the essential oil is the lifeblood of the plant, and, you know, one drop will go an incredibly long way, and it is pretty potent stuff.
I think doTERRA says one drop of peppermint oil is equal to 26 cups of peppermint tea. So it is in fact pretty potent stuff.
Yes. We also have a soil conditioner, which is, you know, minerals out of this mine that are, you know, bioavailable. They're digested by plants. There's 72 minerals. 60 of which are essential for humans, and any vertebrate, any animal or human with a spine needs 60 minerals, you know, for their body weight every day of their life. And we've got a pretty good, an excellent product. It's you know, inexpensive, about $20 a bag for a 50-pound bag. You know, that's a one-ton price. It also comes in a one-ton tote. For, you know, livestock, or if you want to, you know, feed your garden that way. But it comes in a liquid. It comes in a liquid with 6% humic acid for foliar feeding plants. And, you know, when you, if you think about certified organic, who certifies it? The FDA. And they allow some poison, you know, to be used. It might be a little bit less poison than the farmers that aren't using, that aren't certified. But, when you balance your soil with all these 60 essential nutrients, you know, bugs are predators. They go after sick and dying, you know, the young and the old plants, you know, the weak. They don't go after plants. What this stuff does, it raises the Brix level, so the plant, you know, bugs don't have a pancreas and they die if they take a bite out of it, when the Brix levels are too high for them. And it really grows some incredible produce. Fruit trees, nut trees, whatever you're growing, you put these minerals on it and you're going to see an incredible difference. But that's about all I got. I love your show. I listen every week. And you guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Hey, Dave, before you get off the line, buddy, do me a favor, email your website link or whatever you got to Lori,
You know, I don't have my... I'm legally blind, and I don't have my other phone with me, but if can I give you my email, and you can send me something, and I'll shoot one back to you?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Before you go off the air, if you would, give it to our engineer, Ken. He'll write it down and send it to me over Skype, okay?
Okay.
And that way, you're not putting your email out to the world.
All right.
All right? So stay on the line after you say bye, and Ken will talk to you, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Great call.
You're welcome.
Rick, what do you think about what Dave was talking about? All these minerals and everything. I mean, I know plants require minerals. I didn't realize it was 60 of them they required. How do you handle that in your garden?
Well, you know, I love this guy. I love his call. Dr. Mittleiter would say that the number is more like 16. Do you handle? Well, you've got a couple. He might have said 16, but those minerals, which I mean, you can work without them, but your yields will be down. There are two ways to handle it. You can go to the food for. I'm running. Don't hang up on me. The Food for Everyone Foundation, which would be the Mittleiter. It's the Mittleiter Magic Micro Mix, okay? Mittleiter Magic Micro Mix. It has those chemicals in it. And one of these little packages is not expensive, and it goes in the Mittleiter feed, and so that will make like 40 pounds of fertilizer. So that's one way. Now, the other way is if you go to House Tools, if for some reason you don't want to deal with the Mormons, okay, House Tools has got the same thing in a liquid form, and for the life of me, I can't think of what they call it, but it is their mineral supplement, but they've got that. So one of those two ways. I mean, if you want optimal growth, you should probably address your mineral issues. The other thing that I would say is the Mittleiter preplant, which has got borax, which is boron, Epsom salt, and lime. That's what it is. You're addressing a number of the really important ones. One of the most important, believe it or not, is magnesium. The magnesium issue needs to be dealt with. And so if that was all you did, just the Mittleiter preplant, you would still get much better flowers, much better food, much better fruit. All of your fruits would have increased sugar. Your tomatoes taste better. All the greens taste better. If you wanted to add in the rest, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not sure what this fellow's website is, but I think maybe next week we might want to give his website a shout-out just to be fair. So that would be, some people will say, oh, that's just voodoo. It's not. It's not voodoo. This Dr. Mittleiter had like, I forget the number. They said if you've got a patent in the horticultural industry, you're amazing. If you've got two, you're a rock star. I think he had like six. So, if you want to diss Dr. Mittleiter, you can. But like it says in the Bible, you will know them by their deeds. If we know him by his deed, then six patents is pretty extreme.
That's
probably
wow.
Set a world record. Well, yeah, I think so. I think we can probably trust the man for a couple minutes. So,
yeah.
And he claims that it's 16 essential elements, and it's like, I forget what it is. I can read them to you here in a minute. But
Rick, since you got to go here in a minute, We've got another caller waiting. We've got Sherry in Kansas on line 11, and I'm thinking she might have a question or a comment for you. Good morning, Sherry in Kansas. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I hope y'all are well.
Yes, ma'am.
Rick, have you got a fence already around the garden?
No. Believe it or not, where I live, that's illegal.
Okay.
Just about everything is. I would love to have a fence around the garden. Obviously, that would be the optimal way to handle this problem. But
well, they can jump a 6-foot fence.
I know, but I'm not supposed to have chickens either, but I do. So, you know, if we get into tough times, I will be ignoring the rules.
I was going to say, this is something that I heard when Joyce Riley interviewed this Master Gardener guy. And I haven't tried that because I really don't have that problem. But he said, because she was asking him how you keep the deer out, and he said the best thing he found is to string ribbon. And she didn't ask him how wide that I recall, but string ribbon around the garden. And some reason they do not like the sound that it makes in the wind or something.
If we're talking about the same thing, I think it was mylar ribbon, Rick.
Oh, so it wouldn't make a sound. Okay, all right.
But anyway, that's all I had. So.
No, that'll be fine.
Sure.
I am whining. I am, in fact, whining about a solvable problem. I think we all know that. I just have certain constrictions I've got to work around. I would love to have a fence. The other thing I've considered, of course, would be the solar electric. Pop them a couple times, and they probably will leave me alone for a while.
I don't know,
I don't think you wouldn't need
much support to string ribbon. You just have to buy the ribbon.
And hypothetically, you could change that ribbon for the season. I mean, you could put a Christmas ribbon for Christmas, and you could put a Halloween ribbon. Easter ribbon, you could do purple and green. I mean, you could, there's no reason to just leave the same ugly ribbon up all year. You need to.
Well, they're probably colorblind, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Oh, I'm not worried. No, I'm worried about me and the neighbors. That's just me. I want to look at cool stuff. Thank you, though, Sherry. I appreciate that.
All right, that's all I had. Thanks.
Thanks, Sherry. You have a great weekend. Okay, we have another caller, guys.
Okay. Yeah,
line 9. Good morning, Tom.
Tom in Utah.
Yeah, sorry to do this, but I want to remind people with the weather beginning to become really brutal cold, federal government has still not effected any remedy on the ventilation problem that they put into the manufactured and mobile home industry. So I just want to remind listeners, if you're in a mobile home or if you have a friend or loved one that is in one, they need to look at the information on either poisoningthepoor.com or gassingamerica.com. It takes you to the same website.
Right. Very good website, folks. I've been there several times. And if you live in a manufactured home, you need to look at Tom's site. Unless you feel like getting an overwhelming dose of carbon monoxide. So, all right. Well, thank you for that reminder, Tom. It's greatly appreciated.
Also, I ask you a question to everybody. If you're remodeling a house or building a house, do you want to use secondhand material?
Well, it
depends. You want to go over to the neighbor and rip out his kitchen cabinets and put them in your kitchen as you're upgrading your kitchen? Why do we do that with our body? We use secondhand material.
All right. Well, we got to go for break, Tom. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We covered a few subjects today already. We were talking about Rick and his deer problem. Sounds like he's getting a couple good suggestions on how to try to take care of it. What do you think, Rick? Come up with anything new?
Rick might have had to go, Lori.
No, Rick didn't have to go. I got to go in there, and I'm pulling this giant cage with possum in it up to the up in the shade, because I don't have time to dress it for the waiting. Sorry. What do I think? I meant to look this up for the show, and I kind of forgot about it. Harbor Freight has a greenhouse that is apparently fairly effective and pretty cost effective. If you live in a smaller area, then you might look into that. I mean, what was his name? Was it? I forget that fellow's name. He is correct. I mean, what you can do with a greenhouse, you're adding at least 2 months onto your growing season, at least. If you really need food, I mean, then, or if you're an avid hobbyist, you might want one of these things. Here's what is in the Midlighter Magic Mix. 13% nitrogen, 13% phosphate, 13% potash, 1% MgSO4, that is Epsom salt, 0.5% boron. You've got, I'm going to skip the percentages. You've got manganese, zinc sulfate, iron sulfate, copper sulfate, calcium, sulfur. Now, sulfur is 3%, so that, and chloride, 2%, and then sodium molybdate, I don't know what in the world that is, and I don't know how in the world he figured out a plant needed it, but that's what it is. So if you buy these packages, I think it's $15 for two. They come in pairs. That would suffice for most people. But you can also deal with the Haas people and get your order shipped same day. It'll be the same basic micronutrients.
Right.
We'll have to go here at the next break. I'm going to change the subject for 2 seconds, and I want to express. This will be kind of financial related, but I want to just express a thought here. I was watching something that explained what GE has been doing over the last, since Jack Welch, so for the last 20 years. They've been systematically hollowing out the company. In other words, they're pillaging GE. What they've been doing is the execs get stock options. So, you know, let's say that GE is $25. The exec gets to buy thousands and thousands of shares every quarter. Let's say he buys them for $5. He is allowed to buy those for $5 and sell them at the cost. The effect of this is, and I'm not going to, because I have no time, and there's no reason to have to understand the exact mechanism, but what you're really doing is you're hollowing out the company. You're gutting the company. And so now we see, I think GE stock is all the way down to like $8. And basically they're no longer an innovative economic engine of manufacturing genius. They're basically just a clearinghouse is all they really are. Well,
right.
To that end, as I've been watching what the Federal Reserve has been doing to our country as they continuously lower interest rates and inject massive amounts of cash, this whole thing, it scares me because I know that that money that's being injected into the system is going somewhere. And I know that it is having a profound deleterious effect on purchasing power for the normal individual. I can't explain the exact mechanism, but I'm getting the funny feeling that what we are witnessing is the same thing that we've seen with GE. I think that some very powerful, very wealthy people are gutting the country right in front of your eyes, but you just don't understand the mechanism. They know you don't. And I think what's actually happening here is they're hollowing out America's wealth by basically diluting it. And you're not going to convince me that all of this money, which is being thrown at these large banks, you're not going to convince me that this is going nowhere. That, you know, there is obviously something very, very large, very, very illegal, very, very immoral happening right in front of your eyes. The only problem is the average human being does not understand it. I don't understand it, really. The mechanism is a little too complicated for me, but you know, like I've told you guys more than once, I am not good at minutia, but I am good at broad concepts. I think when they're finished hollowing out our wealth, I believe they will go ahead and collapse it right in the face if it doesn't collapse under its own weight in the meantime.
Right. I agree with you 1,000%, buddy.
Yeah, I think you're I mean, $75 billion a day till forever now. I mean, they're in panic mode. They're obviously panicking over something that you don't know what it is. And they keep telling you, don't look at it, it's all normal, it's all fine. What is normal about injecting $75 billion a day into the economy? There's nothing normal about this. It's madness. They're obviously doing
something. Oh, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, they're.
And now they're saying they're going to run it well into November. I forgot the date. I think it was November 10th, something like that.
Well, I'll bet you $5 they run it to the election. But that's really all I want to say about this. You know, other than the fact that if you haven't made any attempt to pick up any silver or something to protect yourself a little bit from these people, I'm afraid you're going to wind up in an awful lot of trouble at some point. Learning to grow food is great. Having some food stored up is great. It's all, in fact, it's critical in my opinion. It's more than great. I'm understating it. But, you know, at the same time, when this whole thing resets, if you don't have something that isn't a dollar, you know, something of value that is not a dollar or dollar denominated, I think you're going to wind up being thrown on the fire with the chaff and the wheat's going into the barn. So, you know,
right.
I'd prefer you guys didn't put yourself in that position after I told you so. And I'm not the sort of guy to tell you, say I told you so. But I'm not going to appreciate it after all this effort if you just didn't do anything at all. So that's kind of all I wanted to say on that regard.
Okay. Well, Rick, do you have to take off? I've noticed we skipped the break, which is fine because what you were saying is quite very important. But I just wanted to, in case you ain't looking at the clock, you said 11:30.
No. Thank you. Yes, I'm about to get yelled at. That's a fact. Okay. Well, all righty.
Tell Michelle we said hi.
Yeah, I will. She's right back here in Curlers. Remember Curlers?
Okay. Yeah.
Girls used to use it. All right.
You'll do it from time to time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Rick.
On wedding yeah. day. Okay. All right, bye.
You guys have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, Lori. Well, it's you and me for the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. We'll talk about just about anything preparedness-wise. So give us a call. We'll listen to what you got to say, comment if appropriate, and take it from there. Lori, is there anywhere you wanted to go?
Well, actually, I just wanted to remind people, you know, there was, and there still is from time to time, stuff going around like on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, okay? Anyway, social media. And call me crazy, but I was thinking about this last night, and it seems like when the comment that we saw that it was time for Congress and the Senate to start putting terms on their limits of how long they could be up there, okay?
Right.
Okay, because in 1947, Congress passed the 22nd Amendment, which limits the president to 2 terms. They said it was too much power for too long, okay? It's a threat to our freedom. Well, call me crazy, and a lot of people seem to agree with me, but power for too long for the Senate and Congress is the same thing. So they need to have a term limit. So when you talk to your congressperson or your Senate representative, whether it's Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter what party they're from. Tell them you want them to vote to have term limits, whether it's 2 term limits like the president or just 1 term limit. That's fine, but I really think they need a term limit because somebody like Pelosi, that woman, I'm sorry,
I hear
and
you.
And there are people out there I know that are going to disagree with me, but this, I have been listening on and off to all this crap about getting Trump impeached, and they can't find anything. So when they can't find something in one area, they start digging in another area, you know?
Or making it up out of thin air.
Exactly. And any judge in their right mind would tell an attorney in court, you know, I can't just issue you a warrant so you can go fishing on a fishing expedition, you know, without reasonable cause.
And here they're just saying, this is what I need, and hey, you know. But
yeah, they're going, yeah, you know, it's been said that Nancy Pelosi hands out subpoenas like cookies. And, you know, you look at Paul Ryan when he was leading the House, you know, even when there was something there, he was very, very reluctant to issue a subpoena. But everything I'm reading says she's just handing them out like cookies, you know. And now the push is to impeach Trump, with even most of the Democrats saying, you know, that we know we're not going to find anything. We know he's going to win re-election, but we want him out anyway. So, you know, it's weird. It's really
it
weird.
It is. I mean, if since they keep saying, like, during their, when they're on their breaks and whatnot, you know, Pelosi made a big deal of saying when they're on their breaks, that the representatives are going back to their home states and having their town hall meetings and this and that. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy. They're bringing it back and they're saying, you know, we found this, this, and this, but yet they found no proof of it. It's not proof. It's just hearsay, and hearsay is not admissible in a court of law, you know, and to impeach the president is, you know, it's no different. You know,
right. Hey, Lori,
maybe I'm crazy.
Sherry's on the line again with a follow-up comment, if I'm understanding what's being said here correctly. Sherry, are you there?
Yes. Lori, I got one that I think is might be just as good. And
what's that?
If we can all get this passed on the state level, that if you can't vote for the office, you can't contribute who's running for that office.
Okay, say that one more time for me, Sherry. I sort of lost, I think, part of the meaning. Say that one more time, please.
Okay, I think we should have a drive to get this passed in every state, because after all, these people up in Congress and are supposed to be representing the people of their state. And, but,
well, I agree they are, but the only people they're really representing is their campaign donors.
Right.
Okay.
But if you say that, pass a law that if you can't vote for someone in an election, you cannot give them money in their campaign.
That I understand. Okay. Now I understand what we're saying. I agree. I agree with you 100%, Sherry. That would be fantastic. But I see resistance to that because, you know, I've been involved in state elections with, even as a campaign manager for a state representative one time. Sometimes these candidates, or normally the ones that are already in office, get huge out-of-state donations. We're talking six figures. And, you know, I agree with you. That needs to be ended. You know,
well,
that would mean,
and I think one
like,
of,
can, go ahead.
One of the reasons you have such resistance is these people on the state level, they have aspirations on going on to the federal level. And that's why you can't, but, you know, but anyway, I hope everybody thinks about that and visits with their state legislators about that, because I don't see why you couldn't do that if those people want to, you know, represent the state and stuff. So anyway.
Right. Well, I think actually
all right, that's all I have,
it.
I think.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye.
Like,
all right, you know, Lori, well, I know we got Mike in Kentucky.
Yeah, I know. Most people are like me, though. They, you know, I don't really overthink things. So, yeah, people go into politics, running for your representative, doesn't matter what party, with the intent at the beginning, I believe, and I honestly want to believe this, it's to help the people, you know, and remembering that the people are the ones who put them there. But once they get up there into what Trump is called the swamp there in D.C., and they hit those big money pockets, you know, whether it's electric companies, you know, whatever, you know, and that's just an example of
George Soros.
Different right, the big industries that they hit up there that put more money in their pockets, they are going to do what these people are giving them money to do and voting on what they're going to, you know, what they want them to, which puts money into those senators and the Congress's pockets. You know, and call me crazy, but don't we pay them enough as it is? And weren't they the ones that just voted themselves a raise? I mean, come on. I wish I could vote myself a raise when I wanted it.
I agree. You know, we still got Mike, Corey. Let's go to Mike, and then I'll make my comment. Good morning, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Hey, you can extend your growing season. Years ago, I saw pictures of this, and I've never been able to find the material to make it out of, some kind of fiber-reinforced plastic.
I know what you're talking about.
Pot cones, yeah. You make it's sort of like a moon shape piece out of it, and you know a moon shape half circle with the center cut out or something like that. And you take three stainless steel bolts or something with washers, and you make a cone shape which has like a 4-inch top, and the base is real wide, like 2 feet or something across. But I saw pictures of this in Kansas and Oklahoma, where they had coal crops with snow piled up around like six inches or something, and there's enough heat from the ground and the sun keeps them growing and from getting frosted. Way extending your growing season, and with these bomb cyclones and grand solar minimum, we're going to have to resort to that sort of stuff.
I agree.
In our county, there's one of these greenhouse operations that's bought up a farm that was supposed to go way eastern Kentucky in Pike County, but from what I've heard or read, there's a movement called super greenhouses, which would withstand some of these ridiculous winds, you know, like up to 200 mile an hour winds or whatever.
Wow.
Because we just saw that again in Connecticut or was it around Boston?
Yeah.
They had 100 and some mile an hour winds from this, and it wasn't even
it
was a hurricane force 970 something millibars. It really low pressure, just like this what we had in the spring. So you know, I'm a member of a Facebook group called Solar Ham, and they back on the 13th they said there's just nothing, there's no earth directed coronal mass ejections, there's no sunspots, there's, you know, this next sunspot cycle very well could indicate what's going to happen. We could either have a 45 year lull in solar activity, which means we're going to get a lot more cosmic rays, which makes for clouds, and, you know, if we don't come out of it.
Right.
Well, there goes my smoke alarm going off. I'll let you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. You know, Lori, on Mike's subject there, I read something here in the past week. You know me, I read constantly. But I read something. I don't remember where it was at, but I mentioned it to you earlier, that this solar minimum might be as bad as the 1600 one, you know, where people literally starved to death. I'm not saying it's going to be. I don't know enough about the subject to make any predictions, and I'm certainly not an astrophysicist or whatever them people are called that study the sun, astronomer or whatever. But if it is as bad as the 1600s, you know, Mike is 100% right. We're going to need all kinds of greenhouses. You know, we're going to need to dig holes in the ground and put glass over them, you know, just so we can grow something. You know, we're going to have to do that. So I don't know where this is going to go, but I am fairly convinced that it's going somewhere.
Well, like Rick said, we're not saying the world's going to end tomorrow. Okay.
No.
We've never said that, and most of the people that are, as Rick says, he hates the word, readiness.
Preppers.
preparedness. Yeah, preppers. Okay, there you go. They're not sounding the alarm bells either. They're just telling you that things could happen. And, you know, and if you really stop and think about it, each time we have, like, a volcano that goes off or a really bad hurricane that hits, you know, the states, doesn't matter where you're at, you know, on either side of the states, something is bound to happen, okay? Earthquakes,
yeah.
Volcanoes, okay? These are things you can be ready for. And everything that we've been letting you guys know about is to be ready for any occasion that happens. Because as most people who have been through hurricanes or earthquakes find out, you know, you can go long periods of time with no power. Yes, the power company in your state and other states that go to help will get it back up as quick as they can, but it's not always fast, okay? So,
well, what was it for us after Hugo, Lori? Was it like 5 weeks or something? Or was that the water?
Hugo,
I can't remember.
Well, Hugo was quite a while. You know, we got lucky. We actually ended up with a gas grill and some gas tanks to help with us. And, of course, we had food on hand because we knew it was coming. But in your case, in my case, we couldn't leave the area because you were military and I was DOD and fire department. So, you know, we're just saying to be ready. We're also saying, you know, you might look at if you're on medication, you might look at some of the herbs and try to educate yourself on the herbs on what could help in certain things, and even talk to your doctors about them while you can, because you may have to switch over to them because you can't get your regular medication, you know. So it's something to talk to your doctor about, you know, hey, if I can't get this, what kind of herbs can help me with my medical, you know, problems that I have? Like I said, we're not sounding alarm bells. We're just giving you the option to help yourself and your family when any kind of tragedy hits. So please don't think we're saying
anything. Hey, Lori, I hate to interrupt you.
Yes,
but we've got a caller. Let's go ahead to him real quick.
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing? I see your show is titled Grand Jury Reawakening, so you must deal with some elements of law or something. Is that correct?
That's the next show, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why you're talking. What are you talking about today?
We've been talking generally about preparedness. We've talked a lot about fertilizers and gardening and pest control garden, stuff like that.
Right. I will just mention that John Moore, on his show, he mentioned an alert that he got through the real estate folks that there would be a major real estate collapse type event, probably coming out in February. Now, this is all supposition based on...
No, it's not. It's unquestionable with commercial real estate. I would not call that supposition. That's what all the numbers say.
Okay, but it is supposition that would happen because we can't predict the future. But, okay, that's good. If you want to comment on that event, that would be great.
All right, David. Well, I think I can comment on it a little bit. What the numbers are showing, folks, is early spring, the real estate market, especially the commercial real estate market, is going to take a nosedive just like it did in 2008 and 2009. I think that's what we're looking at. That's what the numbers are pointing at. The non-mainstream media, financial talking heads are all pretty much in agreement this is coming. And, you know, but like I said, it's commercial real estate. Now, home prices are going to drop, too, but apparently not as bad as commercial real estate from what I'm reading and hearing.
So what consequences would the common man see other than real estate?
Well, what you're going to see is just like we had in 2008 or 2009, except probably worse. You're going to see a lot of people going underwater with their mortgages, where the house is worth nowhere near what the mortgage payoff is. That's the biggest thing I see.
So stocks would also probably take a hit. And physical items that are non-essential items as well would take would devalue?
Oh, I would think so. You know, like I said earlier, I don't have a crystal ball, buddy, but that would be the obvious follow-on, depending on how bad things get. Now, what I think you're going to see when things get rough is first you're going to see people buying no non-essentials or very little non-essentials. The entertainment industry is probably going to go under if things go bad. And David, we got a hard break, buddy. I got to let you go. We're out of time.
I could hold over. I have one more question.
Sure. All right. Hold over. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of The Rural Survival here on RBN. All right, Babe, you and Dave want to go ahead and finish up?
Yes, I had one question, and also I note that John Moore was not talking about commercial real estate. I think he was talking about mortgages that were taken out by illegal aliens, Russian, Chinese, whatever, that are kind of like flying under the wire. And but my real question then, though, is based on the numbers, how likely are bank defaults that would exceed the ability of the FDIC to provide financial coverage?
All right. The FDIC, the last time I checked, had less than 1% of the money needed to cover deposits in the United States over 250, I mean, under 250,000. And if I remember, now this is from memory, guys, please don't hold me to it. If I remember, the FDIC only has to pay back to the account holder 1% per year of that account value. Now, I just, David, I hope I'm not lying to you. That is from memory and distant memory at that.
Well, and think about the question, and next week you can comment.
I will do that.
We can think about it more, yeah. Oh, thanks.
All right. Thank you, David. Lori, closing thoughts.
I just want to remind everybody, cooler weather is coming, or is here in most cases. Please remember the homeless. If you can afford to take a coat or whatever and tie it around a pole or something where you know there's some homeless at, please do so. Also, any food that you might be able to hand out to them. Don't forget about the poor, the needy, the elderly, and don't forget about our men and women in uniform. A lot of them still aren't home yet, so keep them in your prayers that they stay safe until they are home with their loved ones. Other than that, I hope everybody has a terrific weekend. God bless, and stay safe.
Excellent, Lori. Well, folks, while I got a minute, I want to do a shout-out to my son, Staff Sergeant Kelly Spencer, who is currently in the Warrior Transition Unit at Fort Stewart, Georgia. I am, as a dad, I am so very proud of that young man. He has done some, accomplished some wonderful stuff. But now he's got to have surgery on his back the end of this coming week. And I hope you folks will say a little prayer for him that he comes out of it just fine and able to lead a productive life after he leaves the Army. So anyway, folks, we will be back same time, same channel next week. Please maintain your situational awareness. I know I say this almost every week, but it's so important to be aware of what's going on around you, your community, your own land, farm, if you have it. Take that extra minute, as I say, to look out the window, and pretty soon it'll become habit. It really will. So that's about all I got. You got anything else, Lori?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, folks, please have a safe week. You know, that's all I can say. And we're out of time, so with my usual closing, may God rest the souls of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Goodbye, folks.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.